Breakfast with David.
Kaya FM.
Kaya FM. 95.9.
I've got a guest here in the studio. Her name is Anna. She is an asylum seeker from DRC. She's been in South Africa since 2008, and she's got her papers all valid, all in place to live and to work in South Africa. The problem, though, is that she constantly has problems at Home Affairs with demands for bribes, and it has so frustrated her and angered her. And it's not just her own plight that she's concerned about. She's also concerned about the plight of undocumented South Africans, people who are living in squalor, living in poverty, and are unable to access the grants that they would be eligible for, but cannot do so because they have not got the correct documents. And it's all as a result, she feels, of the problems at Home Affairs. And Anna, you arrived here at our studios yesterday. What, out of a sense of frustration, was it?
Yes, because I'm very, very cross. Anytime I go to Home Affairs, it's asking me, I need some cash for renew my paper. So for me, it's not good. It's not fair.
What kind of money is demanded of you? Do they give an amount?
He asked me the money. He said, give me 1,000. So for me, it's not good. It's this thing I want to ask the Home Affairs. Before you renew your asylum, can I pay the money?
So you want to renew your asylum papers?
Yes.
You've been asked for the 1,000 rand.
Yes.
Is this when you get to the counter, or is it before you've even got through the door of the offices?
Not in the door, inside the office.
So the person behind the counter says, give me 1,000 rand.
Not beyond the counter, is the officer there in the Home Affairs.
And this is something that's been going on for some time for you, has it?
It's getting more than 2 times, 3 times. So I'm tired. For me, it's not fair. One day, I don't have money. He didn't renew my paper. I come back. I sell my TV for go pay the lady the money there in the Home Affairs. So I'm not happy.
So you've been forced every time to pay this money?
Yes.
And you don't see this as some legitimate legal administrative fee? This is somebody who's taking money, putting it in their pocket?
For me, it's illegal, because sometimes in the TV, I hear, so no corruption. For me, it's not good. For me, for pay money, for renew my asylum is not good for me.
Have you tried reporting this? I know at Home Affairs offices, my experience is of the one in Randburg, where there are signs to say, blow the whistle on crime. They've got the report and anything such as this. Have you tried reporting it?
I didn't try it. I checked to my phone. I called Minister for Home Affairs, this one, I forget the name. And I find the secretary, say, please, can I talk to minister? I say, you're looking for minister for what? Explain to me. I tell the lady, please, my case is different. I want to talk to the minister straight. The ladies refuse. So I just leave.
Yeah, the thing is, it probably is the wrong way to go.
Yes.
To try and approach the minister. The ministers aren't going to deal with these things. What you want to do is go to the officials who do handle these things.
Mm.
So you haven't actually tried reporting this to the authorities at the office. You're talking about the Marabastad office,
yes,
it?
Marabastad. I didn't report from Marabastad.
Why haven't you tried that?
Because I'm scared. Everybody there, I see like everybody's the same.
So if you report it, you're just reporting it to somebody who's
part
of it?
Yes, maybe I'll report for somebody's the same case for bribe the money. So it's this thing, I come here and Ekaya FM.
Now, you have been talking to us off air about this, and it seems to me that it's not just your situation you want to raise.
Mm.
You seem to me to be more concerned about the South Africans who you've encountered. Tell me the story of and you've told me about the people living in poverty with young children.
Yes, I meet more than 10 lady and live in the poverty. I say, okay, I'll find you guys the job. And the lady, he don't have a paper. He's telling me, my sister, I'm suffer. Look at, I'm staying in the abandoned building. I'm suffer. I can't get the grant for the child. And because I don't have a paper, all my face is refused to give my daughter document, and myself, I don't have an ID, and I'm South African.
And is the reason why they're not getting the documents because they can't pay the bribes?
I don't know. I'm feeling very, very painful, because it's not for myself. It's for the South African citizens. So I'm feeling very, very painful.
So your concerns there are twofold then. It's the bribes at Home Affairs.
Yes.
And the inability of ordinary South Africans, such as the people that you've encountered, to get themselves documented.
Yes.
So that's the things you want to see changing.
It's the things I want to change it, because it's not for me, myself. And as the citizen, South African, is the homeless and the road. He don't have a document. He live in the poverty. because you don't have a document to find a job.
Well, Anna, now that you've come in, it's not the first time we're hearing this, sadly. This is something that we have spoken about time and time again. But often people are too scared to come forward and volunteer the information. We hear the stories, but when we say, come on air and tell us, they don't want to. You're the first person who's actually said, I will step up and come in and tell you my story. We're now going to go to the Department of Home Affairs and raise not only your issue, but the issue of the other people that you've had contact with. And let's see if we can affect some change and get somebody to investigate what's happening at Marabastad Home Affairs.
Yes, I need help. I need people can open their eyes for these things. Because you see, the government is not to do it. God is going to be under control for this world. Okay. Because I'm here in the South Africa. It's Africa. It's my country, Sue. Africa is my country. I need government help the foreign and help the citizen. Because many for South African, since I come here 2008, is not too much homeless like this. Now is the million for homeless children who live in the poverty. I know the place these people stay. I'm ready for God show them. I need government to help them. I go to Ekaya FM. I ask this lady, can you go sit in the Ekaya Temba in the Hirbro? He said, no, I can't leave my children go sit in the Ekaya Temba in the Hirbro. I want to sit in my child because I don't have a paper. I'm South African. I want to work and I don't have a paper. All my faces refuse give me the paper. And well, as a citizen, a South African.
Well, let's see if we can effect some changes. And thank you very much for coming and forward and putting your voice out there. Yes. Let's see if we can change something.
So I need government, can I fear God, can I help?
Let's see what we can do. Anna, thank you very much. We'll pick up the story then again tomorrow. We've already approached Home Affairs. They've told us they will respond tomorrow.
Breakfast with David.